This episode brought to you by Cardio.
Do you want to know the secrets to summoning an evil creature from the underworld? Do you need instruction on how to draw fiendish power to an effigy made out of roots and mud so that a monstrous entity can destroy a group of do-gooder adventurers? Or maybe you just want buns of steel? Well, Jane Fonda-ovich is here to help. That's right, the woman who brought you Body by Strahd as well as 6-Minute Stabs is back with a new high-intensity workout called Sweatin' with the Druids.
All right, has everyone stolen your winery gem in preparation for today's workout? Let's get it glowing and that diabolical energy flowing.
Jane Fonda-ovich has developed a workout with moves that are specifically designed to keep your heart rate up, get your muscles tapping into your fat stores, and to catch the ear of evil spirits from beyond our earthly realm.
Hands up in the air, and down, and up, and down. Really feel that eldritch power. Repetitive motions, guys. Make sure we're all in sync. The gods love that stuff.
Please your evil gods and get rid of that stubborn spare tire all at once.
Bow low to the evil spirits. Tighten those abs. And up, 2, 3, 4, and bow, 2, 3, 4. Come on, guys, keep it going. Worship those love handles right off.
Jane has even included some special moves to avoid the deadly assaults of heroes that might try to stop you.
Uh-oh, here comes that dwarf with the maul. And duck, and duck, and duck, and duck. Work those glutes, really get low. And duck, and duck. Feel the burn in your hamstrings. And duck. Phew! All right, guys, it's time for a cool down. Sway in place while we chant. Ready? Deep breath. Down into your diaphragm and...
Order now! Only 3 easy payments of $9.95 plus $7.95 shipping and handling. Sweatin' with the Druids. Keep your heart humming while you summon. Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons and Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Did you get cranberry juice?
No, and I was almost, I should have when I went to go pick up his prescription, and I didn't think of it. CVS probably doesn't have real cranberry juice anyway, but I'm drinking a lot of water.
It's so impossible to find.
It is hard to find.
Everybody's like, cranberry cocktail.
I know. Yeah.
All that.
Chock full of sugar, which is so good for your kidneys.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, this juice is made from 100% sugar near a cranberry bog. If you look outside of our facility, standing on the roof, about a mile and a half distant, you can see a glimmer. That's when the sun catches the cranberry bog just right.
And it's just a bog, actually.
Right.
We've found some cranberries.
Years ago. Cranberry-style bog.
It's a cranberry bog cocktail.
I thought you were going to say... Cranberry Bob Thornton. I just said Cranberry Bob Thornton. Oh. Yeah.
What did you do to our garage? Ah! Huh. Wait. I'm sorry if you do that.
I like that it's
family business, dude. What is on the wall of our garage? What is that thing behind you?
It's my TARDIS picture. Listen, I might have kidney infection, and you are by yourself in a hotel in Annapolis.
And I knew exactly what it was.
Yeah, what? Even Eric recognized it from the side of the, from like seeing the perspective.
You have kidney infection? What?
I think I do.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
Yeah. It's all your fault, too.
It is. I'm sure it is. I didn't even tell you. I didn't want you to worry.
Oh.
Okay, moving right along.
Oh, God. Oh, my head hurts. You're allowed to talk now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, he's so scared.
Abby's
going to
talk.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not scared. I'm just looking
at him. You want someone else to take him. He's like, Abby, please go.
What am I going to do?
These are some of the rooms in Castle Ravenloft. Oop.
Ooh. Oh, spoilers. Strange portal has appeared. You have had a rare glimpse into the future. Yet somehow you can do nothing about it.
There are rooms in Castle Ravenloft. Now you all know.
Ooh.
It's not like a weird prop stage, soundstage thing.
I like that the ancient mysteries of Barovia are kept in a three-ring binder.
Yeah.
I'd like to know how you can be anywhere that doesn't have rooms.
What?
Outside.
All right, never mind.
Doesn't have rooms.
Oh, we're going outside into Castle Ravenloft.
Yeah. What about mushrooms?
Mm. Ooh, Abby, riddle solver. We're done. We finished the game. See, it was Abby's riddle.
It all came down to the fungus.
What about bridegrooms in an outdoor wedding?
Why does that get more laughter?
Because it's worse.
Because he's the DM and he can make life very unpleasant for us.
Well, last time you all fought a bunch of dancing druids and axe-wielding, mud-covered, long-haired barbarians on the top of Yester Hill. It became clear that the druids were engaged in some kind of ritual focused on a large statue on the hill after you noticed it was starting to move.
We put an abrupt end to that.
Yes, you do think you were able to disrupt their efforts after dispatching the last druid, but you were left with no time to celebrate as a dark figure descended from the clouds above to greet you. The new visitor was none other than Strahd von Zarovich, sitting astride a jet-black horse wreathed in flame, addressing you with a kindly, "Hello, friends."
Kindly.
Ugh, chills!
Hey, yeah. Dude.
Dude.
Why?
Lank is still pretty excited because that was the first time in his life that he had a successful perception check.
That's true. You saw the black speck above before he descended down upon you. And he looks over the assembled motley crew and says, "Nice to see you again, Lank. Will, Nick, I see you've made some new friends. Pleasure."
You guys know this dude? Oops, yes. Sorry, I didn't interrupt that.
That's fine. Certainly, I'm pleased to make your acquaintance, Rafina. And you?
How did you know my name?
Oh, I know lots of things. I know your name too, Bathwack. So I do wish that this meeting were under more auspicious circumstances. You broke my toy. He says, gesturing to the statue that has now ceased moving.
Oh, I thought you meant the marionette.
We burned that one.
Maybe we shouldn't bring it up right now.
It looked like it was the druid's toy.
Oh, the druids, their toy? I mean, I grant them certain things. They,
Do you like to sculpt things out of dirt and twigs, Strahd? I didn't know that was your
no, they did that work for me.
Craft project, okay. Sorry, I'm still floating in the air. I probably come down to the ground because I'm afraid.
Do you?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. I come down to the ground and I start slithering down the hill away.
Like a snake?
Like a snake. Like the Grinch in... No, I don't really slide away. I just come down. I think he's nervous about being in the air.
Okay. Since you don't have anything to say to me after me telling you what you've done to my personal belongings there...
Personal belongings? It's a thing made out of dirt and twigs that the druids built. Why is it your personal belonging? I don't understand. Just because it's the dirt in Barovia?
But no, it was built for me, Will.
Well, how did we know that?
Well, you do now.
Well?
So, do any of you have anything to say for yourselves?
It looks good to me.
We were trying
we haven't done anything to it.
Fix the wine.
Yeah.
We did something to your druids, but... Statue looks okay to me.
They're disposable. That doesn't bother me. But they were hard at work here. I don't know when I'm going to get some more of them to finish what these started. It's going to be a while.
Wait a second. Uncommon? This is the guy who wrote the thing in the sand.
Yeah, shh.
The what?
Rafina, shh.
Don't mind our friend here. Sometimes she speaks out of turn. She, you know, sometimes she rambles. It's kind of incoherent. I don't know.
Ask her about windmills if you've got an hour and a half.
Why did someone just stomp on my toe?
Okay. That's funny you mention windmills. I saw your handiwork there. I'm assuming that was you. You've been busy. That's rather impressive, actually. Those shrews there were likely a tough bunch to handle. I'm surprised you all made it out of there intact.
Yeah, well, so are we.
I like how brazenly he says it like it's an attitude. Well, so are we! In your face!
Though, I mean, though maybe that's not the case. And as he says this, you see this sort of a fiery glow mount in his eyes. You think it might be imagined, but at the very least, his expression seems to change. You think he might be extremely upset, but then he suddenly smiles very broadly, revealing his pearly whites and his pointy fangs.
Ooh, pointy.
And he says, you had another with you, didn't you? He didn't last long, did he?
Oh.
You forgot?
No. Just...
Guys, should we bring up Arena?
No!
Shh!
That's a good point. Where did you stow the burgomaster's daughter?
Stow her? We don't even
Which
know
part
her.
Of her. The part with the arm and the part without the arm.
Oh,
what?
My God. Oh, Rafina!
And we're all dead.
What is this little one referring to here?
She is an old lady. She's kind of senile sometimes. I don't know. Yeah, she's just shush.
None of you know what old means.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, ancient one of the land or whatever your name is.
Thank you. Finally, someone apologizes at least a little bit.
Wow, I didn't know you your feelings got hurt so easily. I'm so sorry for your feelies.
I'm just, you're my guests here, and I was assuming that I would be shown at least a little courtesy.
Wait, but where was the courtesy? Okay, I should stop talking. Somebody also shush me.
Should I step on your toe?
Yeah, step on my toe, Rafina.
I mean, I don't mind if you keep speaking as long as you tell me where she is.
Well, we don't know.
You've done something with her.
We've done something, like I said, we don't even really know her. We wouldn't do anything with her.
I mean, she made it with you at least as far as Velaki. I'm aware of that. But she doesn't seem to be there now.
Oh, you were there? Was your flying horse flying around there? What is with this horse?
Bucephalus?
Ah!
No, he's usually with me.
Bucephalus?
Yes.
Oh.
Well,
says the meta classics nerd.
Does he look like a real horse, or is he like a ghost or something?
He looks like a real black horse wreathed in flame.
Your horse looks like it's in pain. It's on fire. Did you know that?
Well, I mean, it's a horse in a sort. You've never seen a nightmare before?
This guy is acting like we know an awful lot of stuff, guys. Aren't you, like, I feel like I'm a little proud of myself. We must look really competent.
You know, you guys, Will here's talking a whole lot. What should we do?
You must not have been with Will very long. It seems to be one of his things.
One of my things.
But I'm nervous. I'm nervous. I'm feeling nervous unduly.
You know, we don't mean to intrude, but we wanted to, we were here looking for a gem. We wanted to return it to the winery. Maybe you are a connoisseur of wines, and you also would like the flow of wine restored to this land. So, you know, that's why we're here.
It's not as if I receive frequent shipments from those, any gestures at the were-ravens who have been, they're still in half-hybrid raven form, been just sort of staring up at him. They don't really provide me with much vintage anymore. The druids here have been using that gem for other purposes. Much more suited to my tastes.
Different so you... kind of wine?
Purple Grape Mash number 4. It's gonna be a big hit. I understand. You're doing your hero thing. I certainly can't begrudge you that. It's part of the enjoyment I'm getting, hearing of your tales. But, I would really like to know where Irina Kolyanovich is.
If I heal myself, is Strahd going to notice?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, crap.
Well, maybe you won't care.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing anything.
Won't show weakness. He's bleeding out of his mouth. I'm fine.
Like, why would you think that we would have done anything with her? Yeah, we took her from Barovia. We took her from Barovia Village to Vallaki, but that doesn't mean we're like hanging out with her all the time. I mean,
but are you?
No. Well, I mean, she's not here.
Fixing vineyards.
No, Strahd. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but you know all of our names, and I certainly haven't met you before.
That's true.
Don't you already know where she is? Certainly more so than we do.
Well, maybe I just want to hear it from you.
That seems slimy.
You're the ones that won't even apologize to me.
Wait, okay.
Talk about slimy.
You keep asking for an apology, but like, do you have like a best friend that we like attacked with a bunch of rats? And I mean, not that he was my best friend they were just people that we were, but you know, you killed them.
Did you attack my friend with rats?
Yeah, I mean, did we dismember someone beloved to you?
Right.
Come on.
And you sent your rats and your bats to like, you know.
And wolves.
And wolves. Rats, bats, wolves. You sent all of your animal friends to toy with us. So come on, stop acting like you're our friend. What do you want?
I've told you what I want. I want to know where Irina is.
And we have already said we don't know. We're not hanging out with her. She's not our friend. We just came here, obviously. I don't even know any of these people. Psh. Barely.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly don't control her.
Right. You don't. It's almost as if a part of me does. He doesn't say. I'm trying to make a joke about
DM.
A dungeon master controlling NPCs. It didn't come across. Edit this out.
I get it now.
All of us are like, plot twist!
Or everybody laugh really loud right now and then just cut out the middle part. Ah, settle down, settle down.
Oh, the fun we have.
All right. Is it time for us to die yet? Yeah.
Yeah, because, that was... Not that we're all not super duper prepared to fight right now, because, you know.
Fight? You want to fight?
No!
I don't!
I mean, Will might, but we're all fine with, you know, just going away from here peacefully.
Right.
With the gem.
You think you could fight me?
I don't think we could fight you. I'm saying, please don't send clouds of rats. Clouds of rats!
Ooh.
And swarms of bats. Swarms of rats and clouds of bats. Don't send your animal friends to kill us.
Clouds of rats and swarms of bats. Little Nancy Divey.
I don't know that I need to do anything to punish you. I think that you might end up accomplishing that all on your own. I mean, what do you think, Lank? He gestures at you, Lank. And Lank, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
I'm good at those. I'm not really, but talk a good line. Let's see here. 8 total.
Lank, you now regard Strahd as a trusted friend to be heeded and protected. You're not under his control, but you take his requests and actions in the most favorable way.
What?
I don't see this ending great for old Lank, but okay.
Oh my god.
Poor Lank.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Lank, why don't you go ahead and teach Rafina there a lesson? Give her a taste of your maul.
What?
What?
Initiative?
Hey, Lank, I can't let you do that.
Yeah, no.
Is there any room for Lank to be confused by this? Like, are there warring factions within him, or is it just like 100%? Oh, yeah, I've known this guy for years. Whatever he says goes.
As of right now, he's your friend, and you take what he says and follow it to the letter. I will say, though, Bathwack, when Strahd said that to Lank, you did notice, just for a brief second, over Lank's forehead, a dark symbol appear.
Mm.
And if you are having enough clarity, you will recognize it as a symbol you saw in one of your visions upon entering the church.
Whoa, no way.
Yes, way.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm not sure what to do about that, but you know what? Given that I given that I see this on Lank's forehead...
Just for a second. It just appears, and then it's gone.
Yeah. I'm going to immediately step forward and try to try to cure him of this ailment, whatever Strahd has done to him.
Okay.
I'm just going to, like, almost reflexively try to do something about it.
Okay.
So I'll do see if I can do lay on hands and cure, like, a status ailment or something like that.
Okay.
I doubt it will work. We'll try. I actually don't think it'll do anything. It's only disease or poison.
Okay. Nope.
Yeah. So nothing.
But you can heal him some.
I could. I might as well just heal him then. So 5 hit points.
Is that a cymbal or a hi-hat there, Greg?
Yes, you see a Zildjian on his head. But anyway, Lank, Bathwack heals you a little bit.
He heals me a little bit?
Yeah.
He laid on hands to try to stop whatever's compelling you. You gain 5 hit points.
That's okay.
And you are still compelled to... attack Rafina with your maul.
All right, I'm compelled to intervene.
So, what does Bathwack do?
I'm getting in the way.
Okay.
I'll put my shield in the way. I mean, rather my shield get hit than me, but...
So, Lank, Bathwack is in your way of smacking Rafina.
Okay.
This does not change the fact that you are, yet you do want to hit her with your maul.
Why, Lank? Why are you going to hit me?
I guess then, you know, if there's somebody in my way, I have to, well, I don't know. The suggestion he's given me is that I have to hit Rafina.
Mm-hmm.
Am I thinking, would I then look at hitting Bathwack because he's in my way and think why I have no reason to hit Bathwack as Lank? I would have no reason to hit Bathwack.
More that, yeah.
Okay. So with Bathwack standing in the way, I would hesitate because it's like, I don't see as much sense as it makes to me to hit Rafina. It makes no sense to hit Bathwack.
Got it. And Strahd will say, get him out of your way, Lank.
Well, so much for that solution to the problem.
Is Strahd up in the air still? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I guess I'm going to attack Bathwack.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Well, this is going to be fun.
Can't I jump in?
I'm going to stick with the initiative that we had from before, just to allow for taking turns.
Oh, so we're taking turns.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a 19 plus... it's a total of 27.
Are you kidding me?
Just a hit.
Oh, God.
That's
not damage.
How does that make it feel better?
Where did that come from?
You rolled a 19?
This is to hit. I'm not rolling damage.
But you do roll criticals on 19 or 20.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah. Thanks
a
lot.
I rolled a 3.
I said
like, 3 team,
I like
not
you, 19. I'll remember this.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
So I'm assuming that hits. So the way criticals work, you max the damage.
Oh, my God.
So, like, what is your attack on your maul? Like, what is the damage? It's D whatever plus whatever?
2D6 plus 5.
So it's 12 plus 5, so 17, and then you roll your 2D6 again.
Did I say 19? What I meant was... I had a heart attack and died. All right. Total of 2.
All right, so 19 total.
All right. Fantastic.
You know, I've never done that much damage to any enemies.
Yeah, really.
Oh,
so
God.
You do get another attack, Lank.
Oh, my God.
I guess I didn't really think you were going to hit me.
Well, when I got up this morning, I didn't think so either, if that makes you feel any better.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, second roll is 22.
That's also a hit, you bastard.
Oh, no!
That's not a crit, so just do that as normal.
Oh, my God.
Just do normal damage. Why don't you roll, why don't you max it?
Oh, God.
8.
All right. That's good.
Oh, my God.
That's still alive, right?
Yeah. Barely. Barely alive.
So Bathwack is almost unconscious?
I'm almost unconscious.
Okay.
Where's Bernard?
if you came straight down, you and he were both outside the circle before, unless you wouldn't like to fly inside before you, but he was outside.
No, I would have come, I mean, into the circle with people. That's what I meant. Sorry, not just straight down. I'm standing away, like they can't even see me. I'm just outside.
But if, I mean, he could have come in with you, wherever you think it would be natural for him to be at this
point. I wanted him to come, I remember from the last time, I wanted to grab him, you know, but I couldn't. So I would probably have been asking him to come closer to me.
That's fine. I didn't have you tactically move before all this happened, so wherever you think is reasonable.
I had no idea how hard you could hit. Well, I didn't either. This was news to me. Because I've never done this much damage before. And since you're the only person who noticed that little dark symbol above my head, the rest are going to think I'm crazy and just kill me. So,
Or if it's me, I'll just be like, wow, that was weird. And I guess that's who Lank is. I knew it!
I guess I mean, it costs me no action to say this is not Lank's fault.
Oh.
You can say that.
This is not on Lank.
But it is Will's turn.
Oh, I get a turn?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
You can act now if there's anything Will would do, or if you want to wait for something to happen.
I want Will to try to transform. This probably won't end well. Like, he's going to be talking to Bernard, like, this is not good.
Still a snake, right?
Bernard?
Wasn't that the last
thing? I think he was a snake, not a frog. Rattlesnake. He was a frog, then a snake.
Okay.
So he would be trying to transform Bernard into a bear, if possible.
Percentile.
Oh, percentile. Percentile.
Percentile.
Percentile.
That's right. I can never say that word, apparently. All right. 96. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, Strahd's dead. Yay! Good job.
And Batwax healed, and Lank's back to normal, and we all go get ice cream.
Yay!
All right, Bernard turns into a bear. Bernard turns into a bear, and Will, you're...
I'm gonna kill you, aren't I?
Your mustache falls off!
Oh my god. Oh my god, I think he'd be too distracted to actually tell Bernard what to do. He'd be like, I don't know, does it feel like anything?
It literally falls just falls off.
Can Lank notice that and that snaps him out of it?
Maybe. We'll see on your turn.
Oh my god.
Rafina picks it up and puts it in her tinderbox.
Oh my god. I don't even know. Oh my goodness gracious. Yeah, he slaps his hand to his face like, what the fuck just happened? And is just kind of like, I hate my powers so much.
But you have a bear.
I do have a bear, but he's so, I mean, that's like traumatic. Like,
Bethwet sniggers in between the pain.
And he hears it and he flies away and he's like, fuck you! I was gonna help! Everyone's laughing at my pain!
Yeah, are you still maintaining your fly spell, by the way, even though you're on the ground?
Yeah, oh yeah, he would be. That's like the only spell he has left, like, as far as his spells.
And Strahd is laughing, by the way, heartily.
Oh, he has a delightful sense of humor.
Will has been humiliated many times in his life, so he, even though he is, realizing that this all-powerful asshole is laughing at him, can't make him do anything to Strahd. Like, he's not going to flip out and do anything to Strahd. So I think he's just going to be like, I mean, he had been talking to Bernard, like, get over here and change into a bear. You know, I don't know. Like, I guess it's up to you because you're the DM, but what? I don't know if I could have communicated all this before that happened. Because I feel like having that happen might make him just be like,
You could have said it like, I'm gonna turn you into a bear.
Yeah,
go
get Rafina, put her on your back and run.
Okay.
I want to ride a bear.
Well, he could go over to her.
Okay.
And it is Rafina's turn.
All right, things are getting crazy, guys. I'm feeling like my smartest thing to do here would be to, I gotta heal the people around me because they're the ones who are gonna protect me from this wild Lank guy. Mm-hmm. Calling out words of restoration, hooey, hoo-wa, hoo-woo, ha-wa. Up to six creatures of my choice now can regain hit points equal to 1d4 plus my spellcasting ability modifier, which is +3 for wisdom. Two.
So what's the total, and who gets to heal it? I'm sorry.
2 + 3 = 5.
Okay, so who gets to heal 5?
Bathwack. Do I get to heal myself?
I'm still nearly dead.
Yes. I think. I'm going to say yes.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Though I don't think I was that dead. Will?
Mm-hmm.
Nick?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to heal Link as a gesture of forgiveness.
Link.
Aww.
Link.
Yeah.
Make a wisdom saving throw with advantage.
Okay.
As she casts this on you, you feel this sort of glowing warmth from within you. Feels different than just being healed.
16.
That is a success. You no longer view Strahd as a friend or ally, and you do not feel compelled to do those things that I said before. Hurt your friends.
Copy paste.
Yeah.
I did it, guys.
But obviously, I remember what just happened.
Yes.
I literally don't know what to say. I just beat the crap out of Bathwack's shins.
I don't worry. I tried to heal his shins.
I don't know what came over me. Are you all right?
No.
Bathwack?
No.
I'm dead. I'm
don't
dead.
Be mad, Beth. Don't be
no,
mad.
It's fine.
Turtle dude.
Okay. Why don't we do it again?
Strahd says, Lank, what are you doing?
Strahd's flying around above us, right?
He's like about 30 feet in the air, yeah.
Lank, is it clear, would it be clear to me what had happened? Like that?
Yeah,
okay.
Totally.
Then I'm going to throw my maul away.
Okay.
Aww.
All right, make a strength check.
You see how far he throws it?
He just drops it on his own foot.
Straight into Bathwack's face. Damn it!
The look up in defiance at Strahd. Ha! Wang!
Total of 21.
Alright, you can throw it pretty far. I mean, are you trying to literally just get it as far away from you as you can?
Or... Yeah, that I'm trying to disarm myself.
Strahd looks down at you and he looks disgusted. He's like, I can't even have a little fun with you all? One more chance! He seems mad at this point. Will any of you tell me where Irina is?
Can I leave her a message?
Simple question. Answer it. 5 seconds.
I'm going to cast protection from evil and good on myself.
Alright, that's what Bathwack does in his 5 seconds.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, let's make it 6 seconds. Just for the sake of D&D.
You have 6 seconds for the sake of D&D.
Can I calm his emotion?
You can cast it. If that's what you choose to do. You're going to calm emotions?
Yes.
Okay. How does that work again?
VS.
Verbal somatic. So you say something and move your hands.
That's pretty conspicuous.
But now he's calm.
So what's your spell save DC?
It is 14.
Doesn't seem to have any effect.
Oh,
Will?
Crap.
Lank? Katie's
I'm
like...
super nervous. I'm so nervous. I'm trying to think if I can pull this thing off that I'm trying to think of as story-wise, but I have no fucking spells. So Will's gonna make... He's not gonna talk. He's gonna make a show. This is Will going to do... He's gonna be pulling himself back to when he was actually a con man and not a crime boss, okay? So he's gonna be doing this show of, like, he's panicking and he's gonna be reaching into his satchel and he's going to be pulling out... He has a small mirror, and he's going to be, like, talking to it, like, and kind of moving his hand as if he's trying to make the mirror do something, like, and he's going to be saying Irina's name, and that's what he's going to be doing, and kind of, like, looking as though he's, like, trying to shield it from Strahd's view, but he doesn't have enough time because they only have 6 seconds, so it's, like, a show thing that he's doing.
Okay, do you use any kind of spell? Prestidigitation?
Yes,
or...
because, well, I was going to do the press. I don't know if I could fit that within, because pulling it out and doing that. Okay. I was going to prestidigitate you can do like a little symbol, and I was going to put on the mirror like a symbol of, as much as he could make it look like a tent by a pool, a tent by a body of water. Okay. Black and white silhouette kind of thing on the mirror. Is that allowed?
That's fine. How big is the mirror?
It's like a hand mirror. It's like, you know, to check yourself out. Okay. Because he has a comb and a mirror and stuff like that, because he's Will.
Make a bluff check.
Bluff my butt off. Where's bluff? Is it something else? Is it called something else?
Oh, deception, I guess. Deception. I'm used to other editions for that one. What'd you roll?
10.
Oh. Did you roll a 1?
No, not a 1.
Are you trying to make him look in the mirror and see that he doesn't have a reflection?
I'm trying... No. I had a thing in my head, but I rolled poorly, so... Okay.
Got it. Lank, do you do anything?
I think I'm just standing there.
Just standing there, looking up at Strahd? Or not looking at Strahd?
Not looking at Strahd.
Okay.
Aw.
And, let's see, what would Nick do?
Let's go get him, guys! Who has a ladder?
We won't tell you no matter what you do to us.
God.
Oh. Was that Nick?
Yeah. No, he's going to pull out a dagger and throw it at Strahd.
Oh, God, Nick.
That seems ill.
It sails past him.
I just wanted to show you my dagger. Check it out as it goes by. It sparkles in the sunlight.
All right, so we've got Lank standing there, just sort of looking not at Strahd. Fuck, everybody remind me what you took.
I took so long.
You did your mirror thing.
I did my mirror thing, yeah.
Rafina killed Strahd.
Right, okay. Rafina killed Strahd. He's plummeting on his desk.
Well, that simplifies things. All right.
You tried to calm emotion. That's what you did. And Bathwack, oh, you did protection from good and evil. All right. So picture all of this happening sort of simultaneously. Everybody has these ideas. A lot of people turn to magic. One of you turns to a dagger. One of you turns to looking away moodily.
Very emo.
Not moodily. I'm convinced that if like he just focuses on something other than Strahd, the same thing won't happen again.
Yeah, it makes sense. Smart. It's good. No, I like it. It was very... emotional. I liked it. I enjoy that stuff. I was like, yes, acting.
Yep. as this happens, the were-ravens transform into ravens and take flight all at once right towards Strahd.
Oh.
With these sort of caws and...
Oh, no.
And just over this cacophony, you hear Strahd say very calmly, but it's very, very audible, even over all of this, all of everybody's different prayings and spellings and... dagger hurlings and sulkings. You hear him say, "Time's up."
Yeah.
And the mare turns, the horse turns in midair, and he starts streaking away through the sky like really, really fast. And before you can even take a breath of relief, suddenly appearing all above all of you, you see this fiery light appear, sort of circle above. It starts getting larger and larger. This is all happening within an instant. I'm taking a while to describe it, basically. But as he's flying away, this huge fireball is hurtling down at all of you.
You guys, the sun is exploding.
And I need everybody to make dexterity saving throws.
Am I at disadvantage because I wasn't looking up?
No.
17.
Shit.
16.
Natural 1.
Oh, no, Link.
Don't you get to try again or something?
Nope.
Jerk. Yeah, no offense, Eric, but you're
no,
a
jerk. No, I'm supposed to be. Bathwack?
6.
Uh-oh.
I'm already almost dead.
Oh, God.
Okay, so this fireball is plunging down, and you all try to do what you can to dive out of the way, but it's this just huge orb, and you're all right in the center of it, and it crashes down around you, catches the crows mid-flight. Will, before your attention is diverted away, you're doing your mirror thing.
Yeah.
And you're casting the symbol, you're seeing it's not really working, and so your attention is kind of distracted. And then you think you see, just for maybe a quarter of a second, Gorin's face right in the mirror, just screaming in pain.
No!
And then, Whoa! And then fire surrounds you all. You all take 29 fire damage.
Oh my God!
What?!
Except for Nick does not take 29 fire damage.
I might be dead.
Uh-oh.
Did I only I think I only had 27.
Okay. Is that true?
Did you add your 5 that you gave to yourself?
No. Oh, good point.
Oh, there you go.
Phew.
All right. And just this, it just explodes. The statue is immolated and obliterated.
Is Bathwack alive?
I'm assuming he's unconscious.
Like, at zero, you're unconscious, or below zero, you're unconscious?
Zero or below, if less than one.
What is instant death?
I believe it's you have to take basically your hit point max again in one fell swoop.
That's what I thought too, but I just want to check.
Yeah, that's what it is. So I'm assuming you're unconscious.
Lank is unconscious as well.
I have a booming 3 points.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm still alive, but I'm unconscious.
Yeah. There's no level of unconsciousness or not. You're not, like, more unconscious than him, than anybody else. If you're at zero or below, you're just at zero.
Okay.
The only time the negatives matter is if it's enough to kill you outright. Is Will unconscious?
No, I have plenty. I didn't get hit last time.
Okay. So, there you are. Strahd is speeding away on his flaming horse. The ravens have fallen out of the sky. The two of them are still in raven form. One of them is a human. You recognize him as Adrian. And he does not look well if you check on him.
Uh-oh.
Lank and Bathwack are unconscious. Nick, Will, and Rafina are quite singed.
That's how my mustache came off. It was burned off, guys, in a heroic show of stuff.
An heroic show of standing there as a fireball fell on me.
Yeah. Oh, bummer.
So he left. He's gone.
He's going away. He's about 120 feet away at this point.
Oh. What direction is he going? Is he going towards the arena?
He's going up, but he's also going northeast.
Is that the same direction the arena is?
The winery is to the north.
The winery?
The winery. The winery's like to the north, like north-northwest, maybe. He doesn't seem like he's going that way.
So he doesn't know she's there, we think.
He does not flying that way.
He does not flying that way.
He does not flying that way. I'm made of pancakes.
crap. Okay.
All right. Nick rushes over. I'm going to say that he's closer to Lank. And he's going to try to...
Is Bernard dead, by the way? Did he escape the blast?
He's gone. Even if he saved, he would have taken enough to be burnt up into nothing. You hear him yell, scream, briefly.
And what I do is start grabbing my locket and pulling at it and, like, fighting with it and yelling at the top of my lungs like I'm the maddest person anyone has ever heard.
Okay. Everybody can enjoy that. A little levity for the rest of you.
I can't because I'm unconscious.
I am also unconscious.
Should have saved that mass healing spell, shouldn't I have?
You still have ways to heal at this point. We're out of initiative, so you guys can act, Rafina and everybody.
I'm taking, like, a dagger, and I'm trying to cut it off. I'm not kidding. Like, he's trying to cut the locket off, pull it off in any way he can.
Mm-hmm.
Does nothing get it off?
No.
Meanwhile, Bathwack fails his death saving throw.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
What are the rules for that again?
Well, you don't have to worry about it, because Nick just went over and stabilized you. So you're not bleeding out at this point.
Okay.
You're still unconscious, but you're not dying. And he's going to go over and see what's up with Bathwack. And that's not going to go well. He's going to say, Rafina, get over here. Help me.
I'm coming. I'm reviewing my healing word.
Bathwack, stop bleeding for a second. She's got to look through her tinderbox.
I can never find anything in here. I don't know why.
We'll just collect it all and put it back in later.
All right, so I can only spare the dying once. But it's a cantrip, so I can do it a lot of times.
You can do it as many times as you want.
Well, I'm going to spare the freaking dying.
And what does that do?
Creature becomes stable.
Okay, so you could do that to Bathwack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really want to touch the turtle man, but I'm going to.
Still unconscious.
Yes.
Yeah, you have 0 hit points, right?
Yes, he still has 0, but he's not dying.
Okay. Touch.
Nick did that to Lank with general medicine. Pressure applied. Appropriate tourniquets. Aloe applied liberally to the skin.
Lank is now just slathered in Neosporin.
You're a life cleric, I think, right?
I don't know.
You are. You can use Channel Divinity. You could present your holy symbol and restore a number of hit points equal to 5 times your cleric level. and you can divide it among any number of creatures.
That's preserve life.
Yes.
Oh, I see. It's under channel divinity.
Yes. To channel divinity, you have, I think you can do that like twice a day or something like that.
Okay. Here comes Flash. I've presented my holy symbol to you, Bathwack. You may arise in the name of the gods to whom I speak.
We're all level 6, right? Yes? Yes. So you have 30 hit points that you can divide among creatures as you wish. And you can technically do it twice. You have 2 uses of channel divinity, being that you are level 6.
I don't know if we should do this now. Will we have time to rest before we encounter the next mess?
I don't know. You could at least split it between them and wake them both up.
Yeah, I'm going to get Lank and Bathwack going again here, so they'll each get 15.
Yeah, unless you like one of them more.
Don't make me
one of them choose. Did just try to hit you, and the other one tried to stop it.
But one of them does look like a turtle.
Yeah. Yes. All right. And so also in a hotel with no children
and no kidney infection.
I'm not going to do myself any favors here, but one of them is your spouse. Actually, just for putting all of this on the table.
50-50 is looking pretty good to me right now.
And one of them is hogging all the cranberries.
Seriously. <That's true>
Private bog.
You can each have 15 hit points, and I get 2 plus the spell's level hit points.
So you guys are awake.
All right, how are we feeling, guys?
Will is still having a conniption fit over in the somewhere else.
Plank is very slowly getting to his feet.
Rafina hands the mustache to Will to see if he makes him feel any better.
It is like in like a mustache form on the ground, but it just turns into just mustache hairs in your hand.
I had already put it in my tinderbox. I didn't realize it was going to disintegrate.
It turned into mustache hairs in her tinderbox. Yep. And now she just has a bunch of
no wonder hair. I can't find anything. It's full of hair.
I can't even remember what I can do as a cleric. I'm so grossed out.
I haven't had to behave like a cleric in a long time, guys.
I need everybody to make a perception check.
Hang on.
Oh, okay.
Nothing. I just want to heal myself by 20 more hit points.
Okay, you can do that. That's fine. Anybody, perception checks.
7. Yeah.
16 again.
19.
16.
Okay. Everybody but Lank. You hear the sound of soft sobbing outside of the circle. Very low.
Oh my god. I fly up and look around.
Okay. You can't fly anymore. You took damage.
Oh god damn it! I do nothing! I am grumpy in the corner.
You try to fly.
And then I'm like, this is even more useless than I thought! And I tear at my locket again and try to rip it off.
You try to take off like Superman and you just belly flop on the ground.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Where are the ravens?
You don't see them.
Oh.
What?
The last you saw of them, they were flying up at...
No, you said they fell on the ground. You said there were 2 ravens and there was a naked dude or
yes,
a
but
guy.
This was technically outside of the circle. I was trying to be descriptive for dramatic effect.
Oh, wait, you're confusing me now.
Sorry. They fell outside of the circle.
Okay.
None of you probably noticed being immolated.
Okay.
To what, some degree.
Oh, so the sobbing is them. All right, who cares, guys? Let's go away.
Go the other way. Go out the back.
Yeah.
I'm gonna run toward the sobbing.
Okay. Whoever does, you see all of them. They are now in human form. They are naked.
Ah.
Because that's how I've decided that it should be, because it makes sense. But you see Davian and the middle son kneeling over the body of Adrian, who is the oldest son.
Oh, no.
And the sobbing is coming from the other son, the one that's not dead.
Can we stabilize him?
Can I restore him?
Yeah, we're going to try to heal him.
Okay, what do you do?
Okay, let's see, if I just restore enough hit points, that's as good as, like, stabilizing them, right?
Like, healing one hit point brings someone around if they're unconscious.
All right, let's see, I think I can cast Cure Wounds.
Okay.
Let's see.
Would you do so, or would you try to see if they're dead first?
Yeah, Bathak would cast it without like, concern, immediately just immediately.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yes. Nothing happens.
Oh great.
That's not good.
Oh.
So you just cured wounds? That's all you did?
Yeah.
That's all you did? You used the magic of your god to try to bestow health upon someone? That's it?
God, you're late.
I'm going to try to spare the dying. laying my hands on him.
I mean, you lay your hands on him, it's a dead person, and they're still dead.
Oh, no. Why did you come here?
They're not really paying too much attention to you all.
So they clearly know that he's dead, yeah?
Davian is kind of cradling Adrian's head. And Elvir is the name of the other son. He was the youngest son. Adrian is dead. Davian's eldest son. Erwin's older brother. The other members of the family doesn't look like they came.
Let's give them a moment. And then, I was going to, at some point, bend down and pick him up and carry him back if they're okay with that. But I don't think we can leave right away because there are some other things we need to do here.
Yeah, probably.
So why don't we give them a moment and finish searching the area, and then we'll come back.
Nick is standing there. He's standing behind the younger son, and he's kind of just got his hand on his back. And when you say that, he nods at you, and then he walks with you back into the circle. I'm assuming that's where you're going.
Yeah.
Nick says, right, well, I guess we have to find the gem, right? We might as well finish what we came here to do.
Yeah, otherwise there was absolutely no point to this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. 1 second. And you see Nick's eyes glow for a second. And he looks around. And he points at the statue.
Yeah.
Which is quite charred. And he says, it's in there.
Of course it is.
It's in his chest.
What, do we have to climb?
Yeah.
No!
What the fuck was that? A random cow noise.
That's not D&D.
You're right.
There's
it's
no
not.
Cows in D&D.
There was a weird thing in the recording here, and we had to stop the recording and then restart it, and we will in just a second.
But in the meantime, we'll take this break to remind...
It's like 1:30 in the morning and we are trying to record this on the eve of releasing it. So, man, bear with us. But...
All right, let's just get the information out. Who cares about sentences?
It was just the most awkward break, and I was like, I wish we could put something in the middle there. So we're putting this terrible break right here just to say, hey, everybody, you might not listen to the outro or the intro or whatever, but... Guys, you should check out our Facebook or our Twitter. I mean, man, I'm not even like a big tweeter or anything, but we share like silly art and stuff on there, like that is relevant to the podcast.
Katie makes artwork for every episode.
Oh, well, I mean, sometimes when I'm dead or something, I don't, but I try. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
So original art.
Yeah, we share stuff about like our weird blooper reels that we have on YouTube.
You find those on YouTube. Everything can be found at www.porkfrieddice.com.
Yeah.
There's links to everything.
Yep.
Right there.
You can follow us everywhere right from there. Amazing. Technology. The future. We're in it.
Wow. Now, I am now a robot. It is the future.
Oh, God. Now back to the past. Not really the past. This is not real.
The now. Back to the most important hour of your week.
This episode is actually like an hour and a half. We're making it longer with every fucking word we say, Eric.
Oh, let's stretch it out. Let's make it a two-hour episode.
Guys, you'll thank me later. I'm going to cut him off, right?
What? No, now. Don't cut me off! We're back again. Nick pointed at the statue thing. Mud stick confagulation.
I'm going to climb the conflagration.
All right.
I'm going to climb it.
All right. So you can climb up there. Once you get up there... around to where he gestures, you can actually see this faint green glowing peeking out through some cracks in the mud and the dirt.
Green. I clearly can touch green glowing things. I'm just going to plunge my hand into the mud and pull it out.
All right. Make a strength check.
It's your own heart!
That's where I left that.
That's really good, actually, Katie. But yeah, make a strength check.
22.
All right. You root around in there, you sort of grip this hard, glowing, gem-like thing that is in fact a gem. It's about the size of a pine cone. You pull it back through and you get caught on a few roots along the way, but you're able to wrench it out. And you are left holding a muddy, yet still clearly magically green, glowing gem.
Is it heavy?
It's about as heavy as a pine cone-sized gem.
Hey, Nick.
Yep.
Catch.
Okay.
I'm gonna drop it.
Drop it? Oh, from the top. I'm like, is he on the ground? He just drops it. Catch, and he just puts it on the ground. It is my heart. I've cut it out, and I'm seriously a dick.
What kind of a power play is that?
I'm in a pantomime, ripping it out of my chest. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
Let's see. Nick rushes over, and then he realizes he's rushed too far and rushes back. And he manages to kind of catch it, like, awkwardly on his shoulder, like, weirdly with two hands. And goes, oh! But he does catch it.
Okay, good.
All right, I guess this is it. We got it.
Yay. I think there's one more thing we have to do. I'm going to jump down. Does anyone else want to do anything, or should I just go and do whatever I want?
Nick awkwardly catches you on his shoulder.
You kill Nick. Squash.
I want to go check out that tree.
Oh.
What tree?
There's a tree.
There's a tree on the south side of the hill. Will said Bernard saw it. It's like this old, ugly-looking tree thing.
I mean, I must have seen it on the way in the back.
Yes, you did.
The circle.
Yep. You are sort of north of the grove of dead trees and shrubs that it is sitting in the middle of.
Yeah, so if no one objects, I'm going to walk over there.
Okay. Nick will stow the gem in his pack, and he will follow along. What about the rest of you?
I think Lang's going to follow at a little bit of a distance.
Yeah, Rufina's going to follow too, solemnly.
Will is going to go out and... where are the people that are... Where's the dead guy?
They're outside the circle, sort of near the northern door. They flew at Strahd as he flew away to the northeast, so they're kind of in the northeast, like that way, basically.
Will is very... despondent right now, and he is going to go just kind of observe them from afar.
All right.
That I should have asked sooner. Is there any, like, Lank now has thrown away his most powerful weapon. Is there any chance I can find it, or is that gone?
No, that's fine. I mean, I'm assuming you would at least track where it went. You're not like, I am done with this forever!
Threw it halfway across the world.
Right. He was just trying to get it out of his own hands.
You think that, and then it finally hits the ground. That's how far you threw it. no, you can...
On Bathwack.
I'm going to say it did go out of the circle, so you can go fetch it if you would like.
Okay, I'm going to go fetch it.
It's lying next to one of the cairns outside, mounds of mossy black stone. You find it relatively quickly. It's a pretty big piece of equipment.
Okay.
Will, you see, when you go out, you see that Davian and his son are embracing sort of by the body of their son and brother, respectively.
Okay.
Rufine is picking up any crow feathers she can find, any raven feathers, because she wants to make a wreath.
Okay. There's a bunch around from the battle, and there's a bunch out there where they are, too.
This is like their skin! I'm sorry, I just find this a little bit uncomfortable.
No! Don't be silly.
All right. So, Bathwack and Nick are making their way into the grove of trees. Rufina, you said, is following, though I guess you're stopping every so often to pick up some feathers.
Yeah.
And Lank, you've taken a detour to get your maul, but you could be making your way back towards it. Bathwack, you get to the center of the grove, and you see in the center is this huge misshapen tree, sort of right at the core. From the twisted trunk, you see blood oozing like sap from the trunk itself.
Oh.
Basically, it looks dead, but you don't think it actually is dead. Like, it seems to have some sort of life within it. You don't like the look of it, being who you are, Bathwack. And you do notice, and anyone who comes up would see this as well, embedded in the tree itself is a shiny battle axe, and beneath which lies a humanoid skeleton.
Hmm. And this all clearly has evil vibes to it?
Yeah. I'm not even going to make you roll anything. It seems like it's got some bad mojo.
Link, what do you think? Should we leave well enough alone, or I don't know.
Around here, who knows what might happen?
What if I touch the axe?
Do you touch the axe?
Yeah, let me try.
All right. You touch the axe. This seems like a very, very fine axe. Nothing happens to you when you touch it. You notice its handle is carved with leaves and vines. Otherwise, you think it might be magical, but you don't think it is necessarily harmful. If anything, you might sense that it may be a force of good. versus evil. You think that it was probably used, or at least attempted to use, against this tree, and is not a part of the tree.
Well, Lank has his hand on the handle. I'm not dead, so I would take that to be a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Can I try to extract it from the tree?
Sure. It comes out about as difficult to remove as you would think, an axe wedged as far in as it is. It's not like overgrown. It's not grown into the tree or anything like that. Where it comes out, the blood sap gushes out from the gash there that's left there. The main thing you notice with the axe is that it seems to weigh maybe about as half as much as you think it normally should, an axe of this size.
Like, does that thing, like when you're gauging something's weight and you sort of toss it in the air, he's doing that. Like, yeah. Oh, well, mm-hmm. This is lighter than I expected. I'm going to hand it to Bathwack. What do you think of this?
I don't know. I'll look at each side of the axe. Not sure what to make of it. Can I make anything of it?
Yeah, I was hoping somebody else would... Like, never notices these things, but someone else might detect magic or something.
Yeah, I mean, again, you think it's probably magical. I mean, you could make an arcana check if you want.
I'm not the best one to do that. I'll try, though. 18. I got lucky.
Okay. You think this might be more effective than a normal axe would be, specifically against a plant or a plant-based creature.
Lank, do you want this? Shall we take it? What do you think?
Can I communicate that I sort of got that sense that maybe the tree is not so good, but the axe itself is good?
Sure.
Maybe, I don't know, do we need to use it on the tree?
Oh, I see. Like, shall we chop it down? Yeah. I'm all for that.
Okay.
I can start and see what happens. You can spell me if I can't get through the tree.
How about both of you make a nature check?
Oh, man. I've got -1 for nature. 14.
19. Okay. Wow, I rolled a 20.
Oh, you rolled a -1?
Yeah.
Well, that still earns a... with a little bit of a... But only that much.
A little.
All right. You have heard tales of a tree like this. It's called a Gulthias tree. This is where, actually, the blights are sort of born from.
Ew.
It is a tree of significant evil. It's immune to a lot of types of damage, including bludgeoning and piercing and psychic damage. And even if it seems to be, like, even if you completely chop one down, seems to be destroyed, you know that it will regrow unless you completely uproot its entire stump.
Oh my god.
There are also certain spells that can wither and die the Gulthias tree, specifically a hallow spell.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
So Bathwack knows this, but Lank does not know this.
Unless he communicates it to you. Correct.
Thoughts, Bathwack?
And Rafina, you can be there at this point.
Rafina says, wait a second. Whoa, why are we chopping this tree down? And then she sort of takes stock of it. Yeah, this looks like kind of a nasty tree.
Yeah, that's what we thought, said Nick.
Bathwack, what do you think?
I don't know that there's anything we can do about it. I mean, we need to... Apparently, if we want to destroy this terrible thing, we have to rip it up by its roots. I guess that's not out of the question. Yeah.
Yes, he has experience doing that.
It's not out of the question, I guess.
Does Bathwack hide the fact that he didn't literally uproot a tree, that he just picked up a deadfall?
No, we're just going to let that go. Man, is there anything around here we can use?
Is there a windmill we can smash into it?
Yeah, that's right. Is there? If only we could just pick up a windmill.
So uprooting it is the only option?
Yes.
I think so, unless any of you can cast some plant-destroying magic.
If you do chop it down, it does take a while. It regains 1 hit point every month until fully healed. So it regrows slowly, but it does regrow.
Oh.
Unless you uproot it.
Unless we can, at this moment, think of some way to kill it, I'm going to chop...
Hey, let's burn it!
I don't think that's going to work.
No?
I mean, you're welcome to try.
I mean, burning sounds better than uprooting it.
You've not heard of these being immune to fire.
Really?
Really.
I think we should chop it down and burn the rest.
I feel like that was my idea.
Well, no, I mean, I'm, you know, it's a synthesis here, you know. I want to chop it down, you want to burn it, we'll just do both.
No, I feel like it's a very sexist thing where you overstep. You take what I was saying, and you take it as your own idea. Okay.
Wow, this tree looks like a huge wiener all of a sudden.
Really phallic.
And it's defeating Rafina, like, very easily. Oh, man. The should have chosen a male character, Abby. No.
Rafina remembers that the Gulthias tree is also known as the patriarchy tree.
That's amazing.
All right.
Let's get some fire.
I'm going to start chopping. Let's see what happens.
All right. I mean, it's going to take some time, but I mean, it's there and there's nobody stopping you. So...
How long do you think? I mean, Adrian's dead. I don't know.
You have a... What are you attacking it with?
I'm going to use this axe that Lank just handed me.
All right. So let me just see what the average attack would be.
Like, I feel like... I mean, I'm not there, but, like, if you guys approached... I mean, eventually... You know, they might be mourning their brother, but you're doing this for them. I mean, you're protecting their lands and killing this tree that will produce more of those stupid things. So I feel like they would be like, we'll be patient and wait while you save us all the time. I mean, come on.
Keep talking.
What?
I said keep talking. I need to look this up. Our live audience is going to get bored.
Hey, they've stuck with us for a long time.
Right? Yeah, we've been... Remember, this is one single recording.
Yeah.
This is an ongoing project.
Yep. I really want to change my clothes, guys.
No.
What's your strength modifier, Bathwack?
+4.
Actually, it would only take 5 minutes of you wailing on it with your axe.
Wow.
With this axe, anyway.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right.
So Bathwack starts chopping. Lang can smash on it with his maul as much as he wants. It does nothing. Literally nothing. Doesn't even flake away any gross bark.
It's because the maul is offended that you threw it away. It's like, no, and it turns into a noodle. I won't do anything anymore.
Do we want to cut to Will?
What am I doing?
I don't know. What are you doing?
I'm just looking at them, and I'm sad. And I'm lamenting being a warlock and lamenting my life choices and being super depressed. The end.
Are you, like, staying away from them?
Yeah, I'm not, like, up in their face staring at them.
But,
I'm,
like, are you, like,
observing them
hiding?
From far away, because it's a guy who lost his brother, which I did, and it's a dad that I never had.
You're suddenly in the hug with them.
Yeah, I just sneak up inside.
No, you don't even notice. You don't even remember how you got there.
Oh, man.
You feel the tears streaming down your bare upper lip.
Shut up, man. I'm so sad about that. I mean, that's the thing. Like, he's just sad for... Because, like, Bernard's not even here. Bernard was killed again. So every time that happens, it hurts. So he is in a very bad mood.
All right. So, Abby, we determined that it was only going to take Bathwack about 5 minutes to chop down the tree with this special fancy axe.
So that's going to be another 3 or 4 sessions.
Right, exactly. But thankfully, you're not being interrupted, so...
Does he have to roll initiative every time he picks up the axe?
I basically just averaged the damage that he would do. So he's chopping it down, and you're watching as his muscles ripple with each swing. All right, now it's getting close. You're almost through, and it's about to fall. Do you just chop through, let it fall?
Yeah.
Okay. With a crack, it lets go, and it tips and slams down into the underbrush and smaller trees around it. As you're chopping, this blood is just oozing out from the crack that you're making, and then now it's just sort of gushing out in these sort of gouts up from the stump.
Ugh.
But you have severed the Gulthias tree from its stump.
Yes. Now let's burn it.
Yes, we gotta burn it.
What are you burning, the stump or the tree?
Probably both.
Yeah, the stump is more important, right? But we can do both for completeness.
Okay. So how are you proposing you burn these things? You just trying to set them on fire? or do you have any?
I have a sensor, a CENSER in my tinderbox, okay. Which doesn't that have to do with lighting incense?
Yeah, it's like a thing that you put the incense in, I think. It's like a metal.
Yes.
Metal. Oh, yeah, ask the theology dude.
Oh, okay, good. Yes. Smells and bells. All right. So, so I have a source of, I keep my matches in there. Okay. All right. You guys, I got a book of matches right here in my sensor.
All right, start on that. 1 second, Nick says, and he runs off to the north.
Gets his Zippo.
Kind of. Eventually, you see Nick come out of the north end of the Circle of Stones, Will. And he sees the look on your face, and he kind of slows down a little bit. And he comes up to you, and he says, Hey, Will, you make your fires, right? With your magic?
Yeah.
We're trying to burn something bad. Do you want to help? We chopped down this evil tree, but apparently we have to destroy the stump. And they're trying to burn it, but they only have, like, Rafina's matches. I don't know that it's going to do the trick.
I have a torch in a tinderbox. I'm going to start trying to light that up.
Nick does not know that. He just thinks they're trying to use Rafina's matches.
You don't even have a tinderbox. What are you talking about?
I have a tinderbox and a torch. My tinderbox is very small compared to yours.
And yet it has a torch?
I have 10 torches. And 5 javelins.
After you retrieve the one from the chest of the druid that you killed. Can you help us destroy this thing?
Will, like, throws up his hands and is, like, fine, but he doesn't really say it much and follows.
Okay. Come on, it's this way! And he leads you back through the circle into the grove, and you see them. They're starting to get the stump lit a little bit.
And I'm like, they've got it.
Rafina runs up to Will and gives him a big hug. You look sad, Will.
Nope.
No, you are mistaken. Release me from your embrace.
Yeah, he's feeling like, yeah, they don't even need me. It's fine. He doesn't say that out loud. That's what he doesn't. He just refuses. He's like, nope. I'm not trying to be a pain in the ass. I'm just saying he is not. He's like, nobody needs that. It's fine. They're fine. They're setting it on fire. I'm not needed.
Are you sure a little fire won't cheer you up? Come warm your hands by these evil flames.
If she really says that, he like looks at her and is just like, right, evil flames. That's me, evil. Yep. And he just kind of walks away again.
I know better. I know better, Will.
He's very depressed. You're laughing at me, but I'm serious.
She follows him and tackles him in a hug again so that he can't walk anymore.
Are you grappling him in a hug?
It's a lank hug. Do you try to get away from her, or like...
I don't know. He doesn't understand what that is, why this lady is always hugging him. So he's just kind of like, he like accepts it, but he's probably, I don't know. He's probably irritated right now. That's probably what he feels. He's such an emo guy right now. Emo man.
Your bangs suddenly grow really, really long, enough to hide your lack of a mustache. Hide behind them.
Yeah.
All right. So the rest of you, meaning Batwack and Lank and Nick, start to try to burn away at this stump. Eventually you get the fire going, but it's going to take a while if you're just trying to burn it away to nothing. It was a pretty big tree, so...
I just want to try to get a good fire going.
You do. You get a good fire going.
All right. Anyone want to take a little rest here on this... evil hill in the evil glow the eagle fire street.
keep the axe of goodness close by just in case.
Yeah, that's right.
Who has the gem? Does Bathwack still have it?
Nick has it.
Oh, that's right. He dropped it to Nick.
Yep. Nick put it in his pack.
Oh, wait. Am I holding this axe? Am I going to hold this axe, or is someone else going to take this?
I don't know how to use that.
It's an axe. I don't know how to use that.
Maybe Will can use it. uses magics.
Use it. Why don't you just put it into your Tinder box, Bathwack?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize the Tinderbox was so contentious. Would you like it?
It's a trademarked item.
Mine's a micro Tinderbox. It's okay. It's different.
All right. So what? How long of a rest do people want to take out of character? Short rest for 1 hour? Probably going to be a little while till you can take a long rest. You kind of headed over here in the morning.
So if I take a short rest, that would be good because I get my spells back.
Okay.
What would be our choice since we can't do a long rest? Is there a medium rest?
No. I mean, the choice would be to stay here all day and sleep here to take a long rest.
Oh, I see.
Okay. So yeah, if people want to, you can spend your hit dice.
How do spells work again? Long rest to get your spells back?
For paladins, yeah, long rest. Some of your class features might regenerate on a short rest. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
All right. Spend an hour just sort of resting around the evil flames.
Lank would take that opportunity to walk over to Bathwack and apologize.
No hard feelings. I do the same to you.
I'll make it up to you, says Lank. I don't know how yet, but I'll make it.
It's like almost ominous.
I promise.
I'll show you just how sorry I am. As he slowly backs away from Bathwax, so he's like silhouetted by the fire.
Creep.
Sort of curious, does this tree burn? Like, does it look like a normal fire, or is there like...
The flames look basically normal, but they're almost darker, like a darker reds and oranges than you feel like they should be. But otherwise, it seems like a normal fire. I mean, do you stand over it inhaling the fumes, or...
Yes.
Do you? Will probably does. He's in his huffing glue phase right now. So it's starting to burn down. I mean, it's been an hour, because that's how long a short rest takes. I think Nick would probably start trying to dig around it to try to actually uproot it, hoping that maybe the fires will weaken it at least a little bit. He has a spade, a little small little travel spade that he uses. It's
well,
not
if
very
I've
effective.
Rested an hour, so if I rest an hour, can I also do an, like, I don't know, no, I can't probably, it's probably, because conjuring a familiar takes me an hour, so then I'd have to wait another hour.
It doesn't take you an hour.
Yes, it does.
Well, that's not the
yes,
rules
it does.
That we've...
Yes, it is.
Is that
because
what we said?
You said it in the podcast. I just listened to it not very long ago, because I said...
Out.
10 minutes. Yeah, but I don't know if I can do that while I'm resting,
no,
is what I'm saying.
You can't.
Yeah, so no.
But I don't think we're just taking an hour, because like I said, Nick is starting to try to dig, because this tree isn't gone after an hour. The stump,
okay.
Rather.
So if we're there for another hour, sure. We'll, after he rests, we'll try to conjure
his... Is he going to conjure his mustache?
You conjure him as a woolly, like, caterpillar, and just have him
stay
sit
here!
Up.
Forever! If we're there for more than an hour, and
yep.
I'm there for another hour, he'll mm-hmm. start conjuring, or attempt
Who are you,
to.
Are you trying to bring back Frederick?
No, Bernard, as always.
In what form?
Who's Frederick?
That's his other brother.
Oh.
Frederick is the Quasit. He's a dick. He has a whole backstory as well.
Since Rafina's been around, I think he showed up very, very briefly while she wasn't there in the bottom of the coffin maker shop and
oh.
then got squished.
Frederick did?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then got squished.
A relative of yours?
Yeah.
Whoa,
oh, yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And then immediately
I was
got
busy kicking butt.
And then immediately got squished by the floor collapsing
yep.
on him.
Mm-hmm.
So Rafina did not see him at all.
Yeah.
No. I so effectively played the game that me out of character don't. I don't
that's
remember
good.
That.
That's
either.
Good. You're not mixing out of character. Good job, Abby. It's really
Woo!
Impressive.
See how good I'm doing.
What form do you bring him back as?
I don't know. I mean, like, it can be like if I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Bat, bear, cat, dog, frog, lizard, snake, rat, raven, spider, weasel.
I picture him like cycling through these rapid sessions.
Just like flipping through, like on Netflix.
It would totally happen in a Pixar movie.
Since you watched Bernard as a rattlesnake, you might like Bernard as a lizard.
Probably just as a raven. He doesn't want to like be showing any magical anything to anybody right now. So just a small thing, like the raven or something, and just has him sit up in a tree, not on my shoulder or anything.
Okay.
What a nice tribute.
Oh. Yeah. Yep, that's what I meant to do.
Rafina's touched.
Speaking of whom, eventually the two living Mardukovs, which are the Were-Raven family, just because it's another name, they do come over and join all of you and just kind of sit nearby. Looks like they've scavenged some clothing off of maybe some of the fallen druids, you think. And eventually Davian speaks up and he's like, do you think you might be able to help us bear Adrian back home?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Is it time for us to, shall we walk back?
Yeah, I mean, the stump is pretty significantly burned down now. Nick's been sort of digging around. If y'all work together, you can probably finish that up and uproot that stump entirely.
Oh, you think we can?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'll help.
You explain to the Were-Ravens what you're doing, and they lend a hand as well, and you're eventually able to pull this thing up. Seems to try to grab onto the soil a little bit more than you think a normal stump would, almost as if it's grabbing at the dirt, but you're eventually able to rip it up, and this charred stump is left there.
Let's flip it upside down with the roots sticking up toward the air.
Okay.
And we'll just leave it there as a monument.
All right. So, you uproot the stump, flip it over, and then you head back. Adrian, you see that he's been sort of dressed in clothes as well. He's no longer dead and naked. They've dressed him in some of the druid's robes as well. And how do you propose you bear him back to the winery?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'll close his eyes and yeah, I'll carry him as, you know, like carry a child, I guess.
All right. So you leave Yesterhill behind, the statue gutted, its heart removed. Nick is carrying that in his pack. And you make your way back down the road. And after however long the walk is that I said before, it's that same amount. Insert time here! It's exactly the same. It's not a minute more, not a minute less. That's how good I am. You make your way back to the winery. The Were-Ravens, they go inside and ostensibly they're telling the rest of their family what's going on. And they come out to pay their respects. And then Davian asks, well, we don't really have the facilities here to tend to my boy like we should, give him his last rites and whatnot. He was a follower of the Morning Lord. I don't know how much of that really holds any water, but I think he would like it if he were tended to in that manner. Closest would be back in Valaki. If you would... We're gonna take him back in the cart. If you would like, you could ride with us. And wouldn't mind the extra protection again if you wouldn't mind. He doesn't have any of the gruffness and sort of the crotchetiness that he had. He seems pretty beaten down and has a lot more humility than before.
Yeah, what do you think, guys?
Back to Valaki.
Yeah.
Did we actually give them back their gem?
Oh, yeah.
We should
take it with us. It's ours now.
No, Nick would offer that up. He would hand that over to them, and they take it to, you would think, probably replant it in wherever it needs to be to allow their grapes to flourish in as much as they can here in Barovia. All right, so unless anybody has any objections, still early enough in the day, you think you could make it back? You know, unless something happens along the way.
Where's Arena?
She's at the winery.
I know. Well, I'm just checking. Is she still there?
She is there. Oh, I'm so happy you're, this is when you're not with them. I'm happy you're all okay.
Happy you're all okay.
What happened?
It's a long story.
Yeah.
Katie steps in. Here, play this. You hand her a flash drive. Is there anything you obscure from her or make sure to tell her?
We just wanted to make sure she's okay.
Shall we tell her that Strahd is Strahd's looking for her?
Exactly.
Why are you all laughing awkwardly? She says.
We're going to give you three guesses.
Yeah, exactly.
We ran into someone who liked to see you again.
He was there?
Don't worry, we didn't tell him, and he dropped a giant fireball on us.
Yeah, don't worry. We all almost died to make sure he didn't know where you were.
You're perfectly safe.
Oh, okay. Should I stay here then?
Oh God, I don't know what the answer is.
Well, we're going back to a church, aren't we? Let's put her back in a church.
Going back to the church and the other creepy stalker. Going closer to that guy. Oh my God.
Though to be fair, you've never seen him drop a huge fireball on a group of
seven
people.
Yeah, but he casually plays with fire with his demon arm, or whatever it is.
Oh right, that guy, okay.
Really?
And there is a little bit less of a creep factor to Strahd, as odd as that is to say.
I know, because at least Strahd doesn't know where she is. This guy seems to know exactly, like, she has no arm now. Like, what the hell is his problem?
Yeah,
creepy.
But which one of those two do you think you could take? I don't know.
Ugh. Will's like, neither.
Exactly.
You see his upper lip quivering like you never have before.
Oh my God, don't look at me. He probably like, oh man. See, I think it'd be too silly to like use Mask of Many Faces, disguise self at will, to just put the mustache back on my face and be like, it's right there.
But you could.
The whole time. But I feel like he'd just be like, nope.
You could experiment with different types of mustaches.
Nope. That would require an upbeat Nick-like personality. And he's like, fuck this game.
This game?
Yep.
This game. Rafina takes this opportunity to say that she really likes Nick's new look.
Will.
Uh-oh.
What did I say?
Nick.
I did not.
Yep.
Yes, you did.
You did.
Shut it down.
Does she actually say that?
Nick, I also like your new look.
Thanks! He looks exactly the same.
Will, I really like your new bare upper lip look. He glowers.
See, most people just wouldn't say anything since it's clear that I didn't want that to happen. But you, Rafina.
I think it's nice.
Thank you. And it is not sincere.
Did you hear him say thank you?
Okay.
I don't remember what we were talking about.
Well, you wanted to make sure Irina was okay. That was the last main thing.
Yeah, so, you know, no, you're safe nowhere.
So quit following me around.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I mean, I do feel the safest with you all. And she puts a hand on Will's arm.
And Will just laughs, just like I did. Like, that's a good
that's
one.
That's funny.
I think I will stay with you, if that's okay.
Well, we brought you here. It's not like we're going to bring you here and be like, well, we've decided not to help you anymore. Even though, you know, honestly, we just ran into this Strahd guy again, and, you know.
Yeah, I guess it's probably good I wasn't with you.
Yeah, so, like, what do we do? He just, like, looks around, and he's like, what do we even do, hero people? We've got this lady who's like, you know, I have two creepy stalkers, and there's a guy with magical powers that we can't even possibly do anything to. What do we do with this poor woman? Huh?
Nick says, well, we protect her. We keep her safe.
I think we might have the power of the Morning Lord on our side. And I'll pull out this the symbol that I have around my neck.
Oh, and Will's like,
see, there's still hope. There's still hope.
I forgot Bathwack has that.
And that makes Will like even just sadder, because he's like, I don't even know who the Morning Lord is, you guys. I got a shitty vision. I'm just kidding. He doesn't say anything. I got a vision from hell.
Oh, yeah. Guys, this reminds me. You know, when Lank came at me, you know, in the instant before he came at me, I noticed this symbol on his forehead. And
Lank starts feeling his forehead.
Yeah. No, it vanished almost immediately, but it feels significant to me because I've seen it before. I can't quite place exactly where, but I think back when we were at the church, I saw a child, and the child had this same symbol on his forehead.
You mean Yeska?
No, I don't think it was Yeska. I don't know who it was, but I saw this vision just
was
before.
It good or
just
bad?
Just before, I don't know, but just before Nick joined me in battle against these goblins.
Oh, you saw it in your vision?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you saw it in the church or something.
No, in my vision. I don't know what it means, but, you know, again, as we're talking about the Morning Lord, maybe this is some kind of... Maybe there's something to this.
I had a vision when I went in the church, too. Anyone else?
I did.
I had a vision as well, but I... Wait, before we move on from this symbol, you saw it on me.
Yeah.
You saw it on the child.
Yeah, it looked like a giant L. No, I'm just kidding.
L for Lank. He doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
Just L for Lank.
Moving along. Should I be... I mean, you saw this symbol, and then I obviously, you know... attacked you, so I'm assuming this is not a good symbol. We should probably go back to the church and get my forehead checked.
But I'm pretty sure, I mean, I don't know who this child was I saw in my vision, but, you know.
It was like a kid, or what was the kid doing?
I think it was an infant?
Are you asking us?
My memory.
Yes. It was an infant.
It was an infant.
All right.
You hear this voice from above say, yes! Yes, it was.
And the infant was screaming, I think, or crying.
We should go back to the church and get my forehead checked. I mean, like, yeah. let's do this.
Like, the symbol, was it a symbol of, like, a god? Or, like, a symbol of...
I remember it clearly, and the DM will describe it. Or I don't remember it all, but...
That's a good question. It was abstract. It was like, maybe it was like some sort of glyph, perhaps, like a rune that you don't recognize, that I can come up with a specific description of at some point, maybe.
Fine. Abstract symbol of dread. That is what
but
I saw.
It wasn't, yeah, it was not good.
All right.
It was sort of, let me just recall exactly what it is you had seen. You saw a newborn infant sleeping peacefully in a crib as a few people watched on with smiles on their faces. These watchers dissolved away, the infant remained, and then you saw a dark cloud form above him, which filled you with dread. The cloud hovered in place for a moment, and then plunged down into the head of the baby, who started shrieking immediately. As a dark symbol emitting the same energy of the cloud pulsed out strongly from the child's head and then disappeared.
What did the baby look like?
The baby had dark hair, was of a slightly darker complexion, and you know, you would think, you haven't seen too many of them, but you know, thinking back, you probably think it could have looked like a dwarf baby, not a baby with dwarfism. But a baby.
Thank you for clarifying.
But a baby of.
Oh my god.
But a baby of the dwarf race.
So when I look at Lank and then I think about this mental image, am I struck by some kind of overwhelming similarity?
Suddenly, you don't know how you noticed it, but Lank just looks like a large baby.
Oh man. So it actually was not a newborn infant. It just looked like it.
Oh my god.
No, we're actually seeing
a vision of scale the future changed. When Link. I got on my forehead. This is great.
You think it could be. There's not a dissimilarity in such that would rule out the possibility that the infant you saw was infant Lank.
I'm clearly describing this to everyone, even though I can't do it myself.
Wait, so do you think that was Lank? Says Nick.
It's a possibility.
Lank, were you ever in a cradle?
I was certain you were going to ask me if I was ever a baby.
How many times have you been a baby?
When were you most recently a baby?
Lank just sort of looks at Rafina and then sort of looks away. Let's go to the church and get my forehead looked at.
So you all head down the road. You're bearing Adrian in the cart. Barovia being the land of sort of necessity that it is, they also have a few casks of wine, barrels of wine in the cart as well. The cart is not devoted to him alone. And there's places for you to ride or walk along if you'd like. They have a horse pulling the cart. The horse isn't in great shape, but it's doing the job. So you make your way down the road. You eventually get to the crossroads, the first crossroads and the second one. And you're heading back on the road. You're actually going east this time, back toward Valaki. You're being accompanied by, actually, it's the same two were-ravens that were at Yesterhill that are left, Davian and Elvir. Evening is approaching, but you think you'll make it to Valaki before night falls. But you'll have to wait to see if you do, because that is where we're going to end for tonight. Everybody yell.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.